Enjoy the benefits of working at Scotts, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers and by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems. Good morning. It is 6 o'clock.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Donald Trump is hoping for a commanding win in today's New Hampshire primary. The AP's Donna Warder.
A victory in the Granite State for the former president would secure a sweep of the first two Republican primary races and would make a November rematch with President Joe Biden look more likely than ever. At a rally Monday in Laconia, New Hampshire, Trump urged everyone to get out of bed and vote.
We have to win by big margins. And the reason we have to do that, Al, very simple. You know what the reason is in November? We have to send the signal that we're not playing games.
His Republican opponent, Nikki Haley, says,
at the end of the day, this is about what do people want. We know 70% of Americans don't want a Trump-Biden rematch.
And Haley was off to a positive start in New Hampshire with the first in the nation midnight vote in the tiny town of Dixville Notch, a clean sweep of 6 votes for Haley. I'm Donna Warder.
Authorities say a suspected mass killer fled Illinois, turned up in Texas, where he shot and killed himself after a confrontation with law enforcement. 23-year-old Romeo Nance suspected of killing 8 people in suburban Chicago. Authorities say he knew them. The Israeli military says its forces have surrounded a big city in Gaza. This news comes just hours after Israel's army announced that 21 of its soldiers had just been killed while fighting in the war against Hamas. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to press ahead until Israel crushes the ruling Hamas militant group and wins the freedom of over 100 hostages held captive in Gaza. The Israeli military says its forces have encircled the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russian missiles targeted Ukraine's 2 biggest cities this morning, killing at least 5 people. Moscow says Ukraine cannot defeat Russia. This is AP News. Now to Georgia and a divorce case and Donald Trump.
A judge has ordered the unsealing of the divorce case of a Georgia special prosecutor investigating former President Trump and others for alleged election fraud. The judge ordered the unsealing of the divorce case involving special prosecutor Nathan Wade after a request brought by a defense attorney who alleges an inappropriate relationship between Wade and Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis. The judge has also put off a final decision on whether Willis will have to sit for questioning in the divorce case, but delayed her deposition that had been scheduled for Tuesday. Willis has not directly denied a romantic relationship with Wade. He heads the case into charges that former President Trump and 18 allies worked to overturn Trump's 2020 election loss in Georgia. I'm Norman Hall.
Dexter Scott King has died, the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr.'s son. He was 62 and had prostate cancer. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit-sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
Roof. What's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof.
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof.
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof.
Today's update on sports is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Last night in high school basketball, there were a few games played on Monday night, and the games included a win for Mauston over Richland Center, 69-42, Sauk Prairie, 69-52 over River Valley, and Weston over Wunniwak Center, 41-27. In girls' high school basketball, Platteville 75, Richland Center 22, Brookwood 74-66 over Ithaca, Dodgeville beat Schulzburg 71-35. And on the state scene, Giannis Antetokounmpo had a triple-double and Chris Middleton added 26 as the Bucks pulled away late and beat the Pistons 122-113. Giannis finished with 31 points, 17 rebounds, and 10 assists. Cleveland was a winner over Orlando 126-99. Philadelphia 133, San Antonio 123. Memphis 108, Toronto 100. Charlotte 128, Minnesota 125. Boston beat Dallas 119-110. Phoenix 115, Chicago 113, Sacramento over Atlanta 122-107. From the NHL, Boston 4-1 over Winnipeg, New Jersey 6, Vegas 5 in overtime, Florida 4, Nashville 1, Arizona 5-2 over Pittsburgh, Vancouver 2, Chicago nothing, and San Jose won a shootout over Los Angeles 4-3, the final.
At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we understand that illness and injury don't make appointments. That is why our urgent care department is now open 7 days a week, no appointment necessary. For more information and urgent care hours, visit our website at richlandhospital.com. The Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, and healing for 100 years.
For today, the forecast calls for a high of 34. Some fog, some light freezing rain or snow developing. Small amounts of snow from a dusting to 1 to 2 inches across our listening area possible. A high of 34. East winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Fog possible, a low of 30. Wednesday, cloudy and foggy. Light rain likely by late morning and a high of 37. In Richland Center, we're at 32 after a bit of precipitation. Just some light mist this morning, making for a few slippery spots. We have a two-hour delay for River Valley schools, including St. John's and St. Luke's, and the Fenimore School District 2 hours late today. Richland County snowmobile trails, according to the Snowmobile Alliance, are now closed until further notice. Those weather-related announcements passed along today. We encourage you to drive safely. Take it a little slower there in some of the suspect areas. Tuesday morning, January 23rd with WRCO. This is Ricky Skaggs.
And I rode out of Dallas, chasing down a dream. I thought I knew what I was looking for, but the neon nights have blinded me till I'm lost in Tennessee. Not sure I know who I am anymore, but there's a girl. There's a girl in Texas that does. You're a truly lovely lady, and you sure light up the night. I'm a lonely man, but I'm leaving here alone. I won't try to lie to you about this heart of mine that I can't give, that I don't really own. Cause there's a girl in Texas. There's a girl. There's a girl in Texas that does. If this dream that I've been chasing ever sets me free, and I wake up to find it don't need me, there's a girl in Texas. There's a girl in Texas. There's a girl in Texas that does. Yes, there's a girl in Texas. There's a girl in Texas. There's a girl in Texas that does.
Trace Adkins on WRCL 32 in Richland Center at 14 minutes after 6.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
These schools and districts 2 hours late today: River Valley, including St. John's and St. Luke's, Fenimore, and Highland. Highland has joined the list of 2 hours behind schedule today for the looks like a little bit of light rain, light mist in the air, which has caused some problems. But not only that, fog, which is a little bit of a factor today as well. The Richland County Snowmobile Alliance announced all snowmobile trails are closed as of 6 o'clock this morning. So there you go. That's the latest. That's what we know so far. It is 32 degrees in Richland Center. And you can kind of see that line talking about where the winter weather advisory is for Grant and Iowa County. Kind of in that direction as far as the schools that normally contact us. They're kind of right in that vicinity as well. Fun, 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 right? Yesterday, it felt like, and I'm wishful thinking, but it actually felt like maybe a late February, March day. Like, oh, here comes the thaw. Green grass before you know it, right? Well, that's wishful thinking, but we don't want that too quickly either because that can cause some problems. But it did have that feel. And certainly the streets and everything where it was melting, everything was a mess because it was just kind of melting off, which we need that to happen. That's good. But certainly slushy, and some of the places where you try to start up, the old vibe was just digging in there. But anyway, we made it all right.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
This is Phil Mee, and I'm a self-proclaimed hamburger expert. Recently, I had one at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. Good stuff, packed full of goodness, 100% ground beef, lettuce, all of the toppings I wanted. And right there, I can actually practice my milking skills at Utter Brothers and put the condiments on the burger that I would like. Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant, located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, open from 11 until 8 every day. Their ice cream is good as well. It's wonderful stuff. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. 6:17, the time. News, weather, and sports comes up today at 6:30. Nice win for the Bucks last night. We have some local sports scores to share as well, and we look ahead at sports coming up later on tonight and this week. Some real fun events that we have on the radio, including a wrestling quad tonight at Richland Center High School. This is Carly Simmons.
Friday night, I was with my friends, when I spotted that vintage tee, as you walked in, we got to drinking, wish I had to kiss it, wish I had to making stupid bets, put it on my tab, the whiskey that we had, but give me that shirt right off your back.
Daddy worked hard for his his dollar. He said some folks don't, but that's okay. They won't know which road to follow, because an easy street might lead you astray. I'll take the dirt road, it's all I know. I've been a-walking it for years, it's gone where I need to go. It ain't easy, it ain't supposed to be. So I'll take my time, and life won't pass me by, 'cause it's right there to find on the dirt road. I have lived life in the fast lane. You gotta watch your back and look both ways. But when it's said and done, the time we have is borrowed. You better make real sure you hit it the right way. I'll take the dirt road, it's all I know. I've been a-walking it for years, it's gone where I need to go. It ain't easy, it ain't supposed to be. So I'll take my time, and life won't pass me by, 'cause it's right there to find. I'll take the dirt road, it's all I know. I've been a-walking it for years, it's gone where I need to go. It ain't easy, it ain't supposed to be. So I'll take my time, and life won't pass me by, 'cause it's right there to find on the dirt road. On the dirt road.
Sawyer Brown on WRCO for our Tuesday morning get-together. Drive carefully whatever road you're taking this morning. It could be a little bit on the slick side or a little fog out there as well. 32 on WRCO, and here is Lee Greenwood.
I would pick and we would sing to the rhythm of that front porch swing. The moonlight was a spotlight that we shared. I found new notes on that old guitar. She believed I could be a star. She told me that she wanted to be fair. She said, love alone holds you down. Boy, you're glory bound. But we can't share a world of different dreams. So I chased mine, and she found hers too. But someone else made hers come true. Now I'm a star, but every time I sing,
my heart goes
drifting down the dusty Dixie Road, taking my mind back in time.
LA lights burn like hell. Once you know,
you left heaven waiting down Dixie Road.
Every night I'm in a different place, and I search in every stranger's face, trying to find the girl who's just not there. She's back there in Montgomery, and I'm clear across the country. But whenever I'm alone, I go back there.
My heart goes
drifting down the dusty Dixie Road, taking my mind back in time.
LA lights burn like hell. Once you know,
you left heaven waiting down the Dixie Road.
My heart goes drifting down the dusty Dixie Road.
You know, you
dusty Dixie road, taking my mind back in time. LA lights burn like hell. Once you know, you left heaven waiting down a Dixie road. My heart goes drifting down a dusty Dixie road.
News, weather, and sports comes up today at 6:30. Again, a two-hour late start for River Valley District, including St. John's and St. Luke's, Fenimore, and Highland. All delayed at 2 hours today. Those are the only ones we've heard from today. Here's Conway.
There's a new kind of music going round. It's known as the boogie grass sound. So grab your partner and swing her around and dance to the boogie grass sound. I love to hear Bill sing about Kentucky and the Allman Brothers Ramblin' Man. We put the music all together, so dance to the boogie grass saws the fiddle too, taught me how to sing and play for you. I got bluegrass in my soul and rhythm in my feet, so dance to the boogie grass beat. I love to hear Bill sing about Kentucky and the Allman Brothers.
Joining us here on FM 100.9, drive safely on your way out and about today.
Hi, I'm Coach Jamie Johnson, and I've added health coaching to my resume. I would encourage you to listen to the January 2nd morning show titled Health and Weight Loss in the New Year and hear my story or reach out to me personally at 608-604-7751. That's Jamie Johnson, 604-7751, or find me on Facebook. Whether you're looking to jumpstart your weight loss, looking to lose a lot of weight, or get active and gain muscle, our program offers it all across the spectrum. We now even support those who receive the shot for medically supported weight loss. Reach out before January 31st for personal scholarships.
The Richland County Historical Society has prepared a 2024 calendar with vintage pictures of one-room schools. Schools of Richland County by Steve Fogel appeared in the Republican Observer during the years 1952-1953. These are pictures of rural schools when he printed the histories of each in the paper, and those histories are available in the Richland County History Room of the Brewer Library. There are 46 total schools and 4 schools per month, with additional graded schools in the Richland County area included in this collector calendar. Printed by Hennig Printing with a laminated cover and bound with those collector calendars, they're available from any board of directors of the Richland County Historical Society for just $6 as a donation from the general public. Historical Society members, you can obtain the 2024 calendar for just $4 as a donation. Get yours as soon as possible. Schools of Richland County, a 2024 calendar from the Richland County Historical Society. Look us up on the web, Richland County Historical Society.weebly.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time Today is up next and sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Well, today's forecast calls for some fog, some light freezing rain, snow developing this morning, some small amounts up to 1 to 2 inches across the area possible, and a high of 34. A winter weather advisory for Grant County until noon today and for Iowa County until 2. Schools that are 2 hours late, River Valley, including St. John's and St. Luke's, Highland, and Fenimore. We'll have more coming up in a moment.
Is being overly comfortable even possible? It's worth finding out in the Movie Man Large Scale Recliner. The generous seat and the tall back are specially crafted to provide extra support and comfort for broader and tall individuals. Mac rated for 400 pounds, you can get this recliner today for only $549 at Court & Main for our winter sales event happening now through February 9th at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here's what you need to know. The Richland County Snowmobile Alliance announced last night that all snowmobile trails are now closed, and they are as of 6 o'clock this morning because of the melting snow. They're hoping to keep the snow base, and if we get some more snow, they'll reopen those a little bit later on during the winter season. But Richland County trails are officially now closed. The University of Wisconsin-Green Bay's Marinette campus will cease in-person instruction at the end of the spring semester. That will make it the fourth two-year school in the universities of Wisconsin system to drop face-to-face classes. WLUKT reports that UW Green Bay Chancellor Michael Alexander announced the closure on Friday. The move comes as UWGB faces a projected $2.2 million deficit this summer. The school is one of 10 universities of Wisconsin schools facing a shortfall. Three other two-year campuses have ended in-person instruction since the beginning of 23, including UW-Milwaukee's Washington County campus, Oshkosh's Fond du Lac campus, and here in Richland Center, the Richland campus. Vice President Kamala Harris targeted Donald Trump for paving the way for abortion bans during a visit to the key battleground state of Wisconsin. Her trip yesterday, the first stop on a nationwide tour, focused on abortion rights, a critical issue in this year's election. Harris is leading the charge for Democrats who remain furious that the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade less than 2 years ago. Harris plans to join President Joe Biden and others at another campaign rally focused on abortion in Virginia today. Voters in the Richland School District will see two school referendum questions on their ballot this spring following a vote by the Board of Education at last night's meeting. The first will be that the revenues included in the school district budget be authorized to exceed the revenue limit specified in Wisconsin statutes by $2.3 million for the 24-25 school year, by $2.4 million for the 25-26 school year, and by $2.5 million for the 26-27 school year, and by $2.6 million for the 27-28 school year for non-recurring purposes consisting of expenses related to ongoing educational programming, to pay compensation, and to sustain district operations. The second will be that there shall be for general obligation bonds in an amount not to exceed $27,160,000 for the public purpose of paying the cost of a school facility improvement project consisting of district-wide safety, security, and site improvements and Americans with Disabilities Act compliance updates, remodeling and upgrades to district technical education space, roofing improvements at the high school, district-wide capital maintenance, infrastructure, and HVAC improvements, including adding air conditioning to the school district buildings where needed, auditorium upgrades, and acquisition of furnishings, fixtures, and equipment. Both questions were approved unanimously by the Richland Board of Education. David Egan Robertson from the Applied Population Laboratory, University of Wisconsin-Madison, presented the student projections for the district. Past trends show after peaking in 2016-17, total full-time equivalent, or FTE, students has been declining approximately 2% per year. Births in the area have also been declining, similar to the statewide pattern, which means long-term kindergarten FTE has been declining. The decline is likely to continue going forward with fewer births births predicted. There has been a little in-migration of Latino families with children in the district, but not enough to offset decreases in non-Latino population. Future trends show that total students are projected to decrease at 2% annually for at least the next 5 years. Primary school students may decline 2% to 4% annually over the next 5 years, partly due to large first and second grade cohorts aging forward. Intermediate school students are projected to remain level to increasing 2.5% annually over the next 5 years. Middle school students are predicted to remain close to current levels in 5 years. High school students are predicted to decline about 4% annually as smaller cohorts replace larger ones, but may recover beyond 28-29. The Richland School District Bullying Task Force reported 28.6% of students have never experienced bullying. There were 32 reports of bullying at the intermediate school, with 4 confirmed. 70.6% of students experiencing bullying have reported to an adult at school, and 68.4% have reported to an adult outside of school. When students report bullying to an adult, the bullying behavior decreases. Those notes from the Richland School District Board of Education meeting last night. Gas prices fell 5.3 cents, that is, in the last week. The average across Wisconsin was $2.70 yesterday per gallon. The cheapest gas was priced at $1.69, while the most expensive was $3.39. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis as Gas Buddy, says the chance of the national average falling below $3 per gallon is getting slimmer. The average sits at $3.03. Refiners are starting to purge winter gasoline on the West Coast, and soon refiners will start to transition to summer gas. A pilot was injured in a helicopter crash at Kenosha's airport Sunday. Police said the helicopter was about 20 feet in the air when the helicopter had initially taken off. It began to experience some turbulence due to winds. The pilot of the craft lost control, leading it to crash to the ground. The pilot sustained minor injuries, while the helicopter was profoundly damaged. The pilot was the only occupant inside the helicopter. And a stand-in for the groundhog in Milwaukee, the Milwaukee County Zoo announced that its annual Groundhog Day weather prediction will be done by penguins. Following the death of the zoo's most recent groundhog named Gordy last year, the zoo's penguins will be looking for their shadow on February 2nd while the zoo seeks a new groundhog. The rules are the same. If the penguin sees its shadow, 6 more weeks of winter, if not, and early spring. This year's Groundhog Day ceremony will be held at the zoo's Taylor Family Humboldt Penguin Habitat in Milwaukee.
If your driveway or parking lot is looking tired and in need of some maintenance, the best choice is Wiscoat of Lone Rock. Wiscoat, local people committed to the local area and committed to the best customer service possible. Using the best products and techniques, Wiscoat will clean, edge, patch, seal cracks, and apply seal coating. Call now for your free estimate and get your job scheduled for next spring. 608-354-7690. 608-354-7690. Visit Wiscoat.com or check Facebook for Wiscoat of Lone Rock.
A high of 34 today, a winter weather advisory for Grant County until noon and for Iowa County until 2 for light rain and some also snow accumulation in some areas and fog that is certainly a factor. These districts are 2 hours late today. River Valley, including St. John's and St. Luke's. Fenimore schools are 2 hours late and Highland is 2 hours late. Those are the lone districts that we have heard from today. It is 32 degrees. Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A.O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's is always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex, Richland Center's public indoor swimming pool and fitness center, and the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A look back at sports last night and a look ahead at tonight, and a big win for the Bucks last night. We'll look at those stories next.
A Kubota tractor will allow you to get all those many jobs done that have been sitting there too long. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. Industry-leading Kubota tractors will push, pull, lift, cut, and till your property back into shape. Kubota has compact diesel tractors priced right from 18 to 62 horsepower. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota tractors at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Last night in boys basketball, it was Mauston taking the lead 37-20 at halftime, and they went on for the win 69-42 over Richland Center, led by scoring leader Brock Massey, who set the school record at Mauston earlier this year, nearing 2,000 career points. He had 23 in last night's win for Mauston over Richland Center. The Hornets were led by Wes Bosworth with 11 and 10 for Liam Fingerson. Elsewhere, Weston claimed victory over Wanewoc Center 41-27. Garrett Jennings and Isaac Jennings each had 10. Trevor Westfall and Garrett Granger with 8 apiece as Weston logged the victory. Lancaster 74, Fenimore 37, Sauk Prairie 69-52 over River Valley. Wisconsin Dells beat Westby 81-55. DeSoto over Brookwood 86-25. And Argyle edged Abundant Life 65-63. In girls basketball, Platteville 75-22 over Richland Center. It was Brookwood 74, Ithaca 66, Dodgeville 71-35 over Schulzburg, Cashton 51, Westby 16, and Wisconsin Heights edged Marshall 43-41. On tonight's area schedule, boys basketball includes Lafarge at DeSoto, Kickapoo at North Crawford, Dodgeville at Barneveld, and Hillsboro at New Lisbon. It's also River Ridge at Boscobel and Riverdale at Highland. Girls basketball, Highland at Hillsboro, Adams Friendship at Nakusa, Wazika Steuben at DeSoto, Belleville at Lancaster, Viroqua visits Melrose Mindoro, Kickapoo at Seneca, Reedsburg at Stoughton, Riverdale at Fenimore, and Boscobel at Darlington. There are some wrestling events tonight. The Cooley Duels at Westby High School. Also, Mineral Point hosts Belleville, Monticello, New Glarus, and Lodi. And Richland Center will be home against several opponents in the RC Quad tonight. The Hornets will take on Hillsboro in the first match. Ithaca Weston will wrestle Riverdale. In match two, Richland Center takes on Ithaca Weston. Riverdale will tangle with Hillsboro. And the third duel, Richland Center and Riverdale meet, and Ithaca Weston and Hillsboro. The action begins at 6 o'clock tonight and should feature some good matches. Here's Riverdale coach Jeff Campbell.
Yeah, there should be. We've hit head-to-head with Ithaca and Richland Center and Hillsboro a number of times here earlier in the season at the center invite with Hillsboro and those other two schools, and then at Bi-State with Richland Center and Ithaca Weston. So that we had a number of great matches individual-wise that went down to the wire, and we look forward to having those again come Tuesday night.
Hear the coverage on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. A triple-double by Giannis Antetokounmpo powered the Bucks to a second win over the Pistons in the last 3 days. The lowly Pistons had a brief lead in the fourth period before losing 122-113. Giannis produced 31 points, 17 rebounds, and 10 assists. Chris Middleton contributed another 26 as Milwaukee claimed a win for the fifth time in the last 6 games. Men's basketball teams from Wisconsin and Minnesota meet for the 212th time tonight in a border battle at a Big Ten Conference showdown. The Badgers have taken the last 6 meetings and 15 of the last 17. One of the driving forces behind this year's squad is UW freshman John Blackwell, named Big Ten Freshman of the Week for a third time on Monday. For Packer fans, it's pretty simple. Rookie kicker Anders Carlson missed an easy 41-yarder, and they lost by 3. Big decisions about the kicking game will be made during the offseason. Matt LaFleur was quoted as saying he prays every time Carlson kicks, but LaFleur says that comment was taken out of context. Green Bay made a choice to stick with a rookie when it didn't figure to play in any meaningful games with its youth-filled roster. That approach seemed to backfire as the season went on. So decisions coming up in the offseason for Green Bay. And that is an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.
Why should you join us at Simon's Recreation Complex? It's not about our modern equipment or our great exercise classes or even our comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50-plus body now and for the rest of your life. Hi, this is Tracy, and if you think taking part in the programs offered at Simon's Recreation Complex are just for young people, it's time to rethink that old notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, Even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle reserve and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also benefit your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety, as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simon's Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon Circle in Richland Center, or give us a call at 647-8522. Or visit us at simonsrec.com to see how we can help you retain your quality of life.
100.9 WRCO.
Your sweet self, man. It's good to see your dancing feet back out on the town. Rumor has it you've had trouble with your man. I've had trouble of my own, I think I understand. We'll put out your old flame, we'll build a bigger fire. I'll pick up where he let you down and take you so much higher. And if his memory comes around and you think you still care, we'll burn that bridge when we get there. Down. We'll have us a time. He had his chance with you, now all I want is mine. Give me half an hour or just a dance or two, and you'll forget, oh, what's his name and how he walked out on you. We'll put out your old flame, we'll build a bigger fire. I'll pick up where he let you down and take you so much higher. And if his memory comes around and you think you still care, we'll burn that bridge when we get there.
Brooks and Dunn on WRCO. It's a little slippery out there in some areas, so be careful as you drive. Be careful as you walk today as well. A little bit on the slick side. Henry Bray came in on his hands and knees, but he's all right. He's good to go. He's used to walking on his hands and knees, I think.
Today's school announcements are sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your Benjamin Moore Paint and Graber Blinds dealer in downtown Richland Center.
These schools, 2 hours late, River Valley, including St. John's and St. Luke's. The Fenimore District is 2 hours late, and Highland will be starting all buses and classes 2 hours late. A couple of districts I've heard from were concerned a little bit more about the fog and kind of a freezing fog this morning. So be aware, that's how it goes. 32 degrees here in Richland Center. Those are the school districts that we have heard from this morning. And we'll keep you posted here on the radio, FM 100.9. Some issues with our website, if you're trying to check that out. We've had some ups and downs as they've converted to a new website. So if you're having trouble viewing things, or if you're having trouble submitting a birthday or a community calendar, you may just have to give us a call the old-fashioned way to get it in here, 647 2111, probably the best number to ring.
Good morning, this is Andy from Equity Livestock with your market results from January 22nd. We had 381 head a day, 42 head of fat cattle a day. Crossbred steers and heifers, 160 to 166.5. High yielding choice Holstein steers, 149 to 159. Choice Holstein steers, 138 to 148. Select unfinished steers and heifers, 137 and down. 92 head of cows a day. Top 20% bring, 95 to $1.04. The middle 60, 70 to 94. And the bottom 20%, 69 and down. One bull day, no test really on bulls. 236 head of calves a day. The top 80% Holstein bull calves bring, 310 to 450. Quality Holstein heifer calves, $200 and down. Quality beef calves, 260 to 730. And the light pork quality calves, $100 and down. And don't forget, we have a feeder sale on Thursday. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hipsch from Equity Livestock. Have a great week.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time home buyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO or WRCE or whatever it is now, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable and let's build a relationship and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
32 at WRCO today on the 23rd of January. Phil Nee with you as we do a little reminiscing, heading toward 7 o'clock here today. Happy number 18 to Michael Hernan, our good buddy, celebrating a birthday today. You've heard him off and on the air here. You've heard me off and on the air this week. But anyway, good to have Michael listening and happy 18th to him. And we'll be having him back on the radio real soon. Kind of grooming him to take my job here when I retire tomorrow. No, not tomorrow. Anyway, coming up here, we have some info for you along the way, and Morgan Wallen on the radio.
What's going on, mama? Something just dawned on me. I ain't been home in some months. Been chasing songs and women, making some bad decisions. God knows I'm drinking too much. Yeah, I know you've been worrying about me. You've been losing sleep since 93. Everything back at home. Yeah, how's that garden coming? Is that still doing dumb shit? And how'd he keep you this long? Yeah, I'm sorry that I called you so late. I just miss you. We'll be right back.
A news update is coming up next on WRCL, but first of all, a starry song for all you kids today.
Well, when I was a kid, I'd take a trip every summer down to Mississippi to visit my granny and her antebellum world. I'd run barefooted all day long, climbing trees free as a song. And one day, I happened to catch myself a squirrel. Well, I stuffed him down in an old shoebox and punched a couple holes in the top. When Sunday came, I snuck him into church. I was sitting way back in the very last pew, showing him to my good buddy Hugh, when that squirrel got loose and went totally berserk. Well, what happened next is hard to tell. Some thought it was heaven, others thought it was hell. But the fact that something was among us was plain to see. As the choir sang, "I surrender all," the squirrel ran up Harv Newland's coveralls, and Harv leaped to his feet and said, "Something's got a hold on me." Yow! The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleeping little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting, "Hallelujah!" Well, Harv hit the aisles dancing and screaming. Some thought he had religion, others thought he had a demon. And Harv thought he had a weed eater loose in his Fruit of the Blooms. He fell to his knees to plead and beg, and the squirrel ran out of his britches leg unobserved to the other side of the room. All the way down to the Amen pew, where sat Sister Bertha Better Than You, who'd been watching all the commotion with sadistic glee. Should have seen the look in her eyes when that squirrel jumped her garters and crossed her thighs, and she jumped to her feet and said, "Lord, have mercy on me." As the squirrel made laps inside her dress, she began to cry and then to confess to sins that would make a sailor blush with shame. She told of gossip and church dissension, but the thing that got the most attention was when she talked about her love life. She started naming names. The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting, "Hallelujah!" Well, 7 deacons and the pastor got saved, and $25,000 got raised, and 50 volunteered for missions in the Congo on the spot. And even without an invitation, there were at least 500 rededications, and we all got rebaptized, whether we needed it or not. Now you've heard the Bible story, I guess, how he parted the waters for Moses to pass, all the miracles God has wrought in this old world. But the one I'll remember till my dying day is how he put that church back on the narrow way with a half-crazed Mississippi squirrel. The day the squirrel went berserk in the First Self-Righteous Church in that sleepy little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting, "Hallelujah!" The day the squirrel